One of the criticisms, if you can call that, a Derek Jeter is that he's boring, which is quite a criticism for a guy who was a captain of the Yankees through a lot of turmoil. But he let other people like A-Rod and Steinbrenner and Randy Johnson deal with that stuff. He kept his head down and delivered. Joel Sherman, New York Post. Was he a boring guy to cover on the road when you go on these 12 gamers? Joel, what was he like?
Well, it's interesting. He's the last guy who I covered as a beat guy back in 95 who was still playing. That was my seventh and last year on the beat. And so I'm kind of says something about my age, I think, that the last one's finally going after Rivera and Pettit. He was, I think, purposefully boring, vanilla. He was very polite. He made eye contact. He answered questions, but he was never going off of his script because he was never going to allow somebody else to define him. He was going to be in control of his message, and I think we see that right to the sweet end, right? He decided, without the Yankees' knowledge and really without his closest associates and family knowing, that he was going to post this on Facebook. He is always going to control the message because his reputation, status, image means the world to him.
You know, it really does feel like Mariano's gone, Jeter will be, A-Rod circus about to end at the end of next year or beginning, whenever that ends, you know, Teixeira, CC, guys are older. I mean, in 3 years, this has got to be a younger team in 3 years because it seems like most of the contracts, they're going to be off the books in a couple years. Is Jeter sort of that kind of, you're getting to the last couple years of the old Yankees, it's kind of a sign of, 2 to 3 years, folks, this is going to be a younger, different team, and you're not going to recognize a lot of these guys.
Well, think of it another way, Colin, how fortunate they've been that the core group was so good for so long. It allowed them to withstand bad signings, bad minor league system, that guys like Rivera, Pettit, Jeter, Posada, I mean, they stretched for their careers. The Yankees got more than they could ever hope for from that group, and essentially, you know, Pettit left for a while, but they kept them together for such a long time. And clearly, they're in transition now, and their system is under duress to produce some good players. I mean, at this point, they need to produce even more Brett Gardners and David Robertson, who've really been the best of it for about 10 years now. And, you know, much less a Robbie Cano. They need to start producing everyday players, guys who pitch in their rotation. If not, and they follow the Steinbrenner way of doing things, their payroll is going to go up to $350, $400 million to try to buy their way out of that.
The cynic in me says A-Rod watched Jeter watched A-Rod announce, I'm not going to be here for spring. And the cynic in me says Derek saw that and thought, okay, so I can go one last year, get 180 hits, get out of here with no A-Rod drama, and just leave. I could probably play, but he almost saw an opening. Now, that's being the cynic in me, that the timing of it right after A-Rod announces he's not suing the Yankees, the sport, whatever. Do you have any of that? The timing odd at all to you?
First of all, where do the Yankees sign up for those 180 hits? I think that they would sign today for their going to be 40 soon, coming off of a significant ankle injury, shortstop getting 180 hits this year because it means he'll be able to play about 130, 140 games. I know that's a common kind of conspiracy theory now. If I were thinking about this, and obviously I have, I think he announced for two reasons, Colin. I think he's a shrewd enough guy to know that as tight as his inner circle is, somebody tells their wife, their girlfriend, they tell someone, he couldn't keep it a secret all year. And again, he is defiant about controlling his message. He does not want someone else to do that. That's one. And number two, by announcing it now, if he were not to get those 180 hits, if he were to hit 255 or have another injury-plagued season, and the Yankees, he's on a one-year contract, the Yankees essentially didn't want him back, and obviously he doesn't want to play someplace else, he doesn't want the image of being kicked out. And this way he controls that message also. This is my last year. I'm walking away on my terms, whether I hit 240 or 310.
What do you think he does post-baseball?
Well, he's always talked about wanting to own a baseball team. I think he is a very goal-driven person. This is a person who at about 8 or 9 years old decided he wanted to be the shortstop of the New York Yankees and live that dream. I think being an entrepreneur means something to him. You know, he started this publishing situation recently. He's been involved with male fragrances, etc. I think he's going to try to be what, in a bigger way, what he's been for the last 20 years, by the way, Jeter Inc., which is why he's so interested in protecting that reputation, because all the things he wants to do off the field as both a charitable person and a businessman are built around the pristine image.
Good stuff, Joel. Good. I love reading your stuff, and I follow you on Twitter, and I appreciate you stopping by today.
All right, Colin, anytime. Thank you.